Name of Jesus Christ. Hope everybody had a good night's sleep. So today we're just going to sing a few songs before we get into the spirit of prayer. What a friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. Oh, our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who goes back? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden? Come, but with a lot of Savior, still our refuge. Take him to the Lord in prayer. To thy friends despise, forsake thee. Take him to the Lord in prayer. In his arms you take and shield. Find a solace there.
Are you weak?
Are we weak and heavy-laden? Come, but with a lot of care. Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Thy friends despise, forsake thee. Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms you take the shield. Thou will find a solace.
Amen. I see a crimson.
On down, raising of sorrow, where sin's demands weapon, and rays of hope for tomorrow. Oh, across a pathway.
I see a crimson stream of blood. It flows from Calvary.
Its
waves which reach the throne of
God.
Are sweeping over me.
Today,
no condemnation abide to turn away my soul from his salvation. My heart to say,
hallelujah.
I see a crimson stream of
blood. He flows from Calvary. His waves which reach the throne of good are sweeping over me. You've said no use to pray. I look away to Jesus, and he tells me to say, I see a crimson stream of blood. Oh, my Lord, he flows from Calvary. His ways which reach the throne of good are sweeping over me. And when we reach the portal, where life forever ends, the ransom was grand final. I see a crimson stream of blood. He flows from Calvary. His ways which reach the throne of good are sweeping over me.
Amen. Can you sing one more? Because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he fear is gone, because I know, he holds my future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. Oh, we call him Jesus. He came to love.
He came to love.
He went for me. He bled and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives,
hallelujah.
Oh, fear is gone. I know, he holds my future, and life is worth the living just because he lives.
God bless you, saints. Thank you very much to Brother Cardell. To those who don't know Brother Cardell, he's from Dublin Christian Fellowship, Portadown branch, yeah? From up in the north. So thank you so much, bro. We do appreciate it. Good morning, everybody. I know nobody had enough sleep, but it was sufficient. Amen. We praise the Lord. We just want to read a scripture this morning and two quotes and then get into prayer. Yeah. Hebrews chapter 12. We've been so blessed. Let's just seek the Lord in prayer to continue the blessing, to go from glory unto glory. Hebrews chapter 12, let's just read two verses there. The first two verses. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. May the Lord bless his word, saints. Let's be seated. I just put some slides, two quotes on slides. We'll just look at those. And then that's our thought this morning is don't stop. Now, Paul is telling us in verse 1, he says, let us lay aside every weight and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Have you ever heard of an athlete starting a race and then stopping? There's something wrong, unless they're injured or something. When you start a race, you don't stop until you get to the finishing line. And when we give our lives to the Lord, when we make a decision to follow Christ, we don't stop. You know, no genuine believer stops, but Paul is telling us, let us run the race that is set before us. So the prophet in the first slide, this is the quote Brother Daniel was speaking about the other day from Believing God. And I just wanted to read this slide at the beginning because this is going to show us what's been happening in the camp and what we need to pray for this morning to continue to happen. Because this quote, if you can go to this, I can use my clicker somewhere, I think. Oh, that's right, thanks. So the prophet says, that's gone. Your slide's a bit different than mine there. Sorry, I don't know what's happened here. I got a bit confused. Okay, just let me just read the beginning of it from here. That first one went blank. The prophet says, a sinner comes to the altar and he says, Brother Branham, say, I want you to pray for me. I want to be good, but just pray for me. And you go back to your seat. The next night you say, how many wants to be saved? Yeah, he stands up. Do you want to be saved, young man? Then that's the quote there. Yes, sir. Well, why don't you get saved? I don't know. You see, it's just the devil holding that boy. That's all. He wants to do right, but there's a spirit, a power that won't let him do right. Yes, sir. So you can see there were many young people who came to the camp and they were like that. They wanted to do right. They knew the word was true and they knew what they were doing was wrong. Yeah, and they knew they should accept Christ. They know that Jesus is a great Savior. They know that, you know, His word is true, that His blood is a precious thing. But there was just something holding them back. Yeah, and that's exactly it. The devil was holding those people. So the prophet says, and the only thing that kept me from being saved when I was 12 years old, because a spirit hung over me, a devil, saying, wait a little longer. That's the reason you weren't saved when you came to the age of accountability. A spirit. You got with a crowd. So where did the spirit come in? You got in the wrong atmosphere. You got with the wrong people. You started hanging around with the boys in the neighborhood who didn't believe the Lord, or started hanging around with some girl who was an unbeliever. And you started getting an influence inside of your life. And you didn't realize that influence was a spirit. Because words have a spirit attached to them. Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. You know, so when you get in that kind of an atmosphere, you don't really realize that a spirit starts coming upon you. And now you start getting a resistance. Something holds you back. Though your heart knows what you should do, but there's something that's holding you back from doing the very thing that you know is right. The prophet says, there's not a man that's got his right mind, but wants to do right. But there's something won't let you do right. Is that right? That's the devil. You know, so you can really, really see the devil in this. And how does the devil work? He's already said it. The devil will tell you, hold off a little bit longer. You know, when the word is coming forth and salvation is being offered and deliverance is being offered, anything that speaks contrary to the word to you is a devil. It's not God. It's not just your imagination. When you're feeling to be baptized and you know, I should be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and something's telling you, no, don't do it now. That's not God who's persuading you. Anything that speaks contrary to God's word, it's another kind of a spirit. And sometimes we don't recognize that's the enemy. We don't recognize that this is a spiritual warfare until we come into the house of the Lord. And then the prophet now goes and says, now here it is, get ready. He commissioned his church to cast them devils out. Amen. There you are, in my name they shall cast out devils. No, so we as the church, Jesus says, I have given you power, give you authority to cast out every evil spirit. There's no power that will stand against you. Our sister said it yesterday, there's no weapon formed against us that can prosper. Now when a word comes down, the anointed word, and it goes forth, it scatters the devils. That's what the prophet says. He says, preachers, stand on the platform and preach the gospel. He says, devils scatter. If you and I could have seen in the spiritual realm in these services gone by, there was a lot of scattering of devils. There was a lot of fear in heavenly places because there were many demon powers that had been hovering and overshadowing people in this place that were saying, our time's come. The prophet in those prayer lines, you'd sometimes see those demons crying out saying, create some unbelief, create some unbelief. Because they could see faith rising in the heart of a person, and that darkness overshadowing somebody would start losing its grip. And he would start saying, cause a confusion, cause a disturbance, let someone distract this person, because the faith is building up too much. So as the faith has been building up, you find some of the young people that for quite some time, they were not far from the kingdom of God. What caused them that day to come in the prayer line? You end with tears coming down their faces to say, I want to accept the Lord Jesus Christ. It was the preaching of the word. Those spirits that were holding their back saying, don't do it now. You're too young. Rather enjoy yourself first. The preaching of the word came and scattered those devils. And the darkness left and that resistance left them. And then there was nothing left but for them to obey what they knew that they should have done all along. He says, a man comes to the altar under conviction saying, I want to get saved. He never saved the man. Brother Daniel never saved a single person in these meetings. He just cast out the devil. That's right. And the man got saved. He came and accepted his salvation. No, so all these spiritual things, Satan is a spirit of unbelief. Satan is a spirit of skepticism. Satan is a spirit of doubt. Yeah, anything that speaks contrary to the word, it's the devil. And he may come and put his arm around you and smile, you know, his Colgate smile and try to be nice to you. But the intention that he has is to take you down with him. Because the devil doesn't come for anything good, friends. He comes to steal, he comes to kill, and he comes to destroy. And that's his nature. So he's not your friend. The spirit of hesitation, you know, the spirit of resistance, the spirit of procrastination is not your friend. It's holding you back. You may not get another opportunity like this for who knows long. You know, and imagine when you keep putting off till tomorrow, you listen to that spirit. That spirit knows, if I can just get them to not respond in this camp, when I get them from here, I'm not going to give them another opportunity. And the spirit of the Lord now and the preaching of the word will come with such an anointing. There'll be such a power of persuasion in the word. You know, it'll be going past your reasoning power of the word, because the word is a divider. It goes beyond just your spirit, your human mind. It goes down to the soul. And the Lord will be persuading you in your heart, persuading you. And finally, the preaching of the word, there comes a stage, faith is rising up inside of you. Something, your light is growing inside of you. And then that spirit lets you go. And now you start thinking clearly. And now you say, I need to give my life to Jesus. What am I doing? He died for me. He said, I don't want to go to hell. What am I doing? And then you find yourself now coming to the altar. It wasn't that Brother Daniel saved anybody, but the preaching of the word, or Brother Cheslin, but the preaching of the word came and cast out those evil spirits. Now, friends, this morning, what we really need to pray for, we haven't had a complete breakthrough yet. There's still others that have got that spirit hanging on them. And there's some that are being held back, and some that have got a resistance, and some that have still got a spirit of unbelief. And we need to come and pray to say, Lord, the atmosphere has been so wonderful. The word has been so powerful in all of these services. But Lord, let us come up a little bit higher today. Take us another step higher. So those stubborn ones that don't want to let go, Lord, the stubborn ones that are still holding on to the lives of our precious young people, Lord, we don't want to leave anyone behind when you leave from this camp. We want every single person to hear the Jubilee trumpet. And when the devil is coming and putting his fingers in their spiritual ears, we want to come and slap the hands of that devil and say, let my children go. Let my son go that he might worship me. And friends, it's the power of prayer to keep the atmosphere going, the power of prayer to keep bringing the anointing down upon the ministers, and the power of prayer to get the Holy Ghost to continue to move upon the lives of people. I'm sure that's your burden as much as mine, saints. We don't want any young person to go from here still bound by addictions and afflictions and unbelief and hesitations and doubts. And no, there's no reason for that. With such an atmosphere, with such a gospel that's being preached, there's more than sufficient power to set everybody free. But we just need to keep praying, Lord, keep scattering those devils, Lord. Lord, let Brother Cheslin keep using his bazooka against those devils. And let Brother Daniel, Lord, let your hand be upon him, and let him keep swatting those devils out of this place until those devils are so uncomfortable in the atmosphere they'll leave themselves willingly. That's what we want, friends. And friends, we've already gone so far in it. Let's push in for the final victory now. We may be a little bit tired in the flesh, but we're not tired spiritually. Our souls are persuading us, oh no, let's push on. We've started this great race. Let's not stop now. Let us run this race. Let's come to the finishing line, and let's get the crown at the end of the finishing line. Oh, friends, that's what we want. So the second part of what we wanted to pray for is on our thought of don't stop. Now to you young people that have given your lives to the Lord, may the Lord richly bless you. You've made such a tremendous decision. You've made an eternal decision. Imagine the Bible says the angels in heaven rejoice over even just one sinner that repents. Oh, friends, imagine the joy in heaven now as the angels look down and see all those young people that gave their lives to the Lord. But I'd like to say to young people, don't stop. That's the important thing. Don't stop. You've started on a race. You came now, you've joined, you've enlisted yourself in this great team that Paul is speaking about, that's striving for mastery, that's striving, pressing on towards the prize of the high calling. You've started well, but don't stop. So this is the quote now when the prophet speaks in Greatest Battle Ever Fought about Nellie Sanders. So Nellie Sanders was a sister in the church, and Brother Bram was in his house one night, and she came to the door crying and said, oh, Brother Bill, something terrible's happened. And he said, what's going on, Sister Nellie, what's going on? And she started to speak, and she says, well, she says, I was coming down the street at the Redmond's Hall. That was the old haunt that she used to hang out with. You see, that was the place of her weakness. She used to love dancing. And she had given herself, like our sister was saying about sports. She was so committed to dancing. She won so many prizes in it. Not realizing that dancing to worldly music is fellowshipping in the wrong atmosphere. That there's devils that hang around in those places. That atmosphere is very conducive to evil spirits. You know, and so she had given her life to the Lord. She had repented. She realized, now I need to leave my old company behind. Now I need to leave those old places that I used to hang around. I can't hang around there anymore. But now this evening, she says, I was coming down the street at Redmond's Hall, and they used to have Saturday night dances there. And she said, and I heard that music, and I stopped just a minute. You see, Paul told us, don't stop. When you start this race, you just keep running until you hit the finishing line. Friends, when we became believers, we made up our minds, we're not going to stop. Sometimes Satan tries to hold you down. Sometimes discouragements, disturbances come. But you just keep setting your eyes to the prize. You just keep looking away to the Lord. But she made a mistake. When she heard that old music now, you see, she heard that. You remember the prophet speaks about the parable of the siren song. You know the story of the siren song about those pirates and the sailors when they used to sail past a certain island. And in that island, there was those people that used to, you know, want to draw them in to destroy them, take them captive. So they would use the singing of the woman, the siren song. It was such a beautiful music and was so alluring. And anybody who heard that music when they sailed by, they would turn aside now to go and they'd be taken captive. And the captain knew that we've got to sail past this island. Yeah. And he knew, but we've got to keep the ship on course. So he said, men, tie me to the mast, you know. Don't listen to anything that I say. You guys put things inside of your ears that you can't hear. I've got to keep my us on course. But don't listen to anything else. You time it. You just keep going straight. Because he knew the power of the devil, friends. You and Nelly Sanders, she knew. She should have realized the power of the devil that had her so subject in years gone by. Then Satan had taken advantage of her, that weakness inside of her. But this day when she was coming and she just walked past, it's like a young man, he walks past the arcade when we were young and playing all the video games in the arcade. Then you repent and you leave those things behind, foolish things behind. And then no wonder you're walking past and you say, oh, there's some of my old friends inside of there. And you hear all that beeping and all the stuff that goes on. And you make a mistake when you stop. And she said, I stopped just a minute and said, it kept getting better. That music just kept sounding sweeter to her. And she thought, you know, it won't hurt if I stand right here. That's where she made her mistake. She stopped for a moment. She just listened. Our friends, we don't need to listen to those things of the past. Satan's going to come and say, there's nothing wrong, like with our sister. Just come back to the sports. Just come and pay attention to these things. It's just harmless. And friends, certain things, if we have weaknesses, go beyond just harmless entertainment. There's a spirit behind a lot of things. Because it's a spirit that leads us into addictions. Yeah, when you can't sleep because you're thinking of something all the time, there's a spiritual dimension to that. Now, when you're just thinking of a certain video game all the time, and even when you're coming into church, all you can think about is that video game. My friend, you need to fast from that video game. You need to separate yourself from something that has too much of an influence inside of your life. Something that influences your mind away from the Word of God. That when there's an opportunity for you to spend time with the Lord, and maybe you're present there in body, but you're not present in mind, because your mind is somewhere else. Friends, there's a spiritual dimension. Yeah. This is the siren song. This is the same thing that spoke to Nelly Sanders and said, yeah, just stand here a little bit longer. So she made her mistake. And she said, you know, Lord, I love you, Lord, but I can sure remember the time when Lee and I used to win all the cups and so forth. You see, you stand in the wrong atmosphere and you start thinking back to the past. Amen. Friends, God never calls us to the past. Amen. The word is speak and go forward. Amen. God never calls you to look back. The Bible says we need to look to Jesus. We should be looking to the finishing line. Anything that makes you stop and look back is your enemy, friends. Be careful. And she says, I can sure remember the time when Lee and I used to win all the cups. Said, I remember that old music used to attract me, but it doesn't now. So why are you stopping and listening then? You say, no, I've overcome video games. I used to be an addict to playing those games, but I've overcome it now. And then you see your friend there playing on his phone, you know, in between the services. And so what are you playing? I'm playing Brawl Stars. No, they came a new pack out yesterday, whatever, like, and you come and say, hey, that's really interesting. Be careful. You say, I know I overcame that thing, but what's overcoming you now? There's something luring you now to your weakness again. Satan's just looking for that opportunity so that the darkness can get a grip once again. That darkness that the preaching of the word had cast out. Oh, friends. And where does the prophet say that she made a mistake? Says, uh-oh. You just think that it doesn't. You think that it's not affecting you. It's already got you right there. The moment you stop, it's already got you. You've already listened to the devil. Why did you stop? The Holy Ghost is saying, press on. If you only knew what was at the end of the journey, then there's another voice saying, stop. Just listen to this. Just go and hang around with those guys out there again. Remember, they used to be your good friends. Friends, where did they lead you to? They led you to vaping and smoking and drugs, and they led you to saying foul words and all that kind of stuff. Is that the kind of friends that you want to have? No, the thing that you need to do first is get deep enough in Christ so that you know who you know. Then you can go back and influence them the right way. But first, you've got to come all the way out before you can be of a help to other people. So the prophet says he's already got you right there. That's just as good as he wants. He just wants you to stop. He just wants you to listen to him a little bit. He's so persuasive. Now, Satan is so seductive how he speaks. It just seems to make sense. He knows how to appeal to our senses. He knows how to appeal to our reasoning. We'll say, yeah, that's right. And what was it that she thought? She thought, well, you know what? Maybe if I walk up the steps there, maybe I'll be able to testify to someone. You see how clever the devil is. Yeah, why didn't you just go and testify? It's fine, that's a good desire. But you wasn't yet strong enough to do that. Because when the Lord called you out of Egypt, you first have to get into the promised land before you can do something. God calls you out to take it. So make sure you've gone deep enough and far enough and that you can say, you know, that my sins, the enemy that used to torment me, he's dead and buried. Then when you're strong enough and people will counsel, I think, brother, you're able now. Let's go together. Then go two of you to testify to your friends. Take somebody else with you if you want to do it like that. But the devil got it. Maybe I'll be able to testify to some. The prophet says, you see, you're right on the devil's ground. Friends, be careful of trying to do the work of the Lord on the devil's ground. Unless the Lord commissions you and sends you out to the devil's ground with the anointing and the commission upon you, that's when he's going to protect you on the devil's ground. But when you just get enticed onto the devil's ground, when it's your weakness or your remembrance of the past that is leading onto the devil's ground, oh, friends, you are leading yourself into temptation. Remember, Jesus said we should pray and say, Father, lead me not into temptation. Our good friend, Brother George Quinney, says, if you give the devil a stick, he's going to beat you with it. Yeah, and she's giving the devil a stick. She's given the devil an opportunity to beat her once again the way that he used to beat her. The prophet says, stay out of it. Shun the very appearance of evil. That's what the Bible says. The very appearance of evil. Just when you see that girl that used to really seduce you in days gone by, you see her walking down the street, head into the shop. Go and hide yourself in the gents. the men's room where she can't come. If you're not yet strong enough, shun the very appearance of evil. That which the devil perverted and polluted you with in the past. The moment you see yourself coming near to that, you might have been a young man and you were caught up in things that you shouldn't. The moment even you see your dreams starting to get unclean and impure, see the enemy coming at a distance, say, me, I'm calling for a fast. Me, I'm going to head this enemy off before this goes any further. Don't see how close you can get to sin. See how far you can stay away from it. Shun the very appearance of evil, he says. Then he speaks now and he says, she came in there and she said, Brother Billy, this is what I did. I didn't mean to do it. And then Brother Ron says, she said, what am I going to do? Maybe I've sinned away my day of grace. Maybe I've lost my opportunity. He said, Sister Nelly, don't worry about it. All I know in the word, I may not be a believer for long, but I know the Bible says, in my name, they shall cast out evil spirits. Amen. And the prophet now said, Satan, you devil that did this to my sister, I rebuke you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he says, the door, the screen door to the house started opening and closing. Bum, 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 by itself. Friends, it's a very supernatural world. I remember when I first was a believer, maybe just 2 weeks as a believer, and I went home and I was in survival and I was lying on my bed early one morning and I was as wide awake as I am now. There came something on top of me. There came a being. Friends, I'm not lying. It was the truth. There came a being on top of me and put its hand on my mouth. And I could feel this thing on top of me. It was a spiritual entity. It was such an evil force. I wasn't sleeping. I was wide awake. And there came a fear on me. And then something said inside of me, the name of Jesus. And I just, in my spirit, I just said, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And that thing instantaneously disappeared. And there was perfect peace inside of the room. And I went to sleep. And I learned that there's power in the spiritual world. There's real demon forces that are against us. But there's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus to cast out evil spirits. And now this door's just opening and closing. Bum, 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 by itself. Oh, and the prophet says, what's going on here? And then out of Sister Nelly comes a demon, like a bat. There comes a form like a bat, and it's got hair coming down under its wings. Oh, friends, and the Lord allows this demon to be manifest in a physical form to teach everybody a lesson. And she screams and says, what is this? And the demon starts coming towards the prophet. He says, oh, the blood of Jesus protect me. And then the demon disappears. And the prophet, in finishing, he says, what is it? A devil went out of her. What happened? She stopped for a moment. That's all. Friends, don't give the devil opportunity inside of your life. Stay in the word. Stay in fellowship. If you are struggling with temptation, call for help. Seek for help. The Bible says that, you know, if you're sick, if you're afflicted, call the elders of the church. Pray one for another. Confess your sins one to another. Friends, don't stop. You young people, you've started so well. You're getting momentum as the camp is going on, but don't stop. That's the most important thing. Then he finishes and he says, don't stop at all. That's why I got the title. Don't stop at all. When God sings his word in your heart, amen, just take that torch and start chopping and cutting. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's the greatest battle ever fought. So every single one of you, welcome to the army. Welcome to the army, our friends. Onward, Christian soldiers. Amen. That's what we are. You've enlisted now in the ranks of the chief commander, our five-star general, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's equipping you with his full armor. He's already given you, through the preaching of the word, the sword of the spirit, the quickened word of God. When the devil comes, you just keep chopping and cutting him. And if you don't know where to get the word, seek for help. Others will minister the word to you. Someone will tell you what to listen to. Someone will tell you what to read. When you need prayer, just ask people to pray for you. And friends, you've started on a glorious journey. But let's keep pressing on for the Lord. Let's keep marching on. Let's keep scattering these devils. Let's keep giving. Friends, the devil's giving you a hard time when you're out there. Now let's give him a hard time. Let's continue giving the devil a hard time here. And the best way that we can do it now is in prayer. So the two things we wanted to pray for, we wanted to pray for those where the darkness is still hanging on them. That spirit of procrastination, that spirit of unbelief that wants to hold them back. Let's keep praying that the Lord will just deepen the atmosphere and that the word will be so effective to complete that work. And then we want to pray for our young people that have accepted the Lord, that the Lord will clothe them with the whole armor of God, that Christ will really take them deeper and further and equip them for this great battle that they've enlisted themselves in. And there's one other prayer request, Sister Daniela. She's asking for prayer. She was sick in the night. She's not able to go for work up in Dublin. She's had a bad stomach, so she's asking for prayer. I said, surely, sister, we'll pray for you, and the Lord will heal you. Amen. So let's stand, saints. Let's come to a time of prayer. Maybe we can just sing one chorus, if you have one for us. But don't stop, friends. Let's keep pressing on. You might say, look, I'm getting a little bit tired. I've enjoyed this camp. Now let me just relax. No, friends. We don't stop until tomorrow lunchtime. We keep pressing on. And may the Lord bless you. Let's sing that one. I'm a pilgrim and a stranger, marching through this world of sin, on my way to that fair city when the saints go marching in. We'll just sing the first two choruses, then we'll pray. The first two verses.
I'm a pilgrim,
and a stranger, wandering through this world of sin, on my way to that fair city, when the saints go marching in, when the saints go marching in. When the saints go marching in, oh Lord, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in,
oh I know,
I'll see my Savior if my life is free from sin. Heaven's doors will open for me when the saints go marching in. When the saints go
oh marching in, oh in the saints, oh marching in. Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in.
When the saints,
oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in.
Let's all pray, saints, and may the Lord bless you while you pray. Father, thank you, Lord, that can come upon this day. Ask Brother George to close for us in prayer there, please, Brother George.
Father God, we thank you, Lord, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, O God.
Amen.
Precious Savior, Lord, if this was the last prayer that we prayed, Father, we would want, Lord Savior, for that prayer to go, Lord Savior, beyond, Lord Savior, Father, the spheres of this life, to go, Lord Savior, right into the holiest of holies,
Amen.
O God.
Amen.
We'd want to connect with God this morning, O God.
Yes,
we'd want, Lord Savior, that, Lord, blood of Calvary, Lord Savior, to overshadow the lives of, Lord Savior, the people amidst this place, O
Amen.
God. Father,
Amen.
We would want our children, Lord Savior, Father, to make sincere and genuine, Lord Savior, confessions, Lord Savior.
Amen.
Genuine, Lord Savior, repentances, O God. Lord,
yes.
We'd want a sincere, genuine turn around, oh God. Amen. We don't want, Lord Savior, Father, our children, Lord Savior, to have, oh Father, a lip service, Lord, or an eye service, oh
yes,
God,
Lord.
Pleasing their parents or pleasing the pastor.
Yes,
Lord, we want them, Lord Savior, Father, Lord Savior, to please God, Lord Savior,
hallelujah,
to have an association with thee, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
For Lord Savior, Father, precious Savior, the greatest thing that we can do is heed to this word that is
Amen.
Coming, Lord. The word that is constantly, Lord Savior, being, oh Father, presented unto us, oh God.
Yes,
that,
Lord.
Lord, Father, precious Savior, oh, mighty Savior, we may resort to our closets, oh, God.
Amen.
Resort to that private life, oh, God. Lord, and we may go, Lord, Savior, even amidst that place, oh, Father, where you said, Lord, when we pray in secret, Lord, you
Amen.
And, Lord, Savior, reward us in open, oh, God.
Amen.
When we do those things, Lord, Father, Lord, Savior, in the closet, Lord, Savior, that hidden life with Christ, oh, God.
Yes.
Oh, Father, all men would see, oh, Father, that is just Jesus that is
Amen.
Living within me, Lord, Savior.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I
yes,
ask
Lord.
Your grace, Lord. Lord, I ask, Lord Savior, for every brother, for every sister, Lord Savior,
yes.
whatever, Lord Savior, demon would hold them spellbound, even amidst this time, Lord, we are binding it in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Father, Lord, it has no way, even amidst this place, oh God. Lord, I don't even have to shout, Lord Savior, but
Amen.
Lord, Father, there's power in the name of Jesus, Lord.
Amen.
There's grace in the name of Jesus,
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
There's, Lord Savior, strength, Lord Father, to raise, Lord Savior, all those captives, Lord.
Amen.
Father, Lord, captivated, Lord. Father, by Lord Savior, this Eden and Lord Savior, all its darkness, Lord
Amen.
Savior, presented, Lord, even in a nice, colorful way, Lord, unto them, Lord
Amen.
Savior. But we are chopping it, Lord, this
Amen.
Morning.
Yes.
We are binding it, Lord, even
in
upon
Jesus
this morning, Lord,
name.
Whichever form it may come in, Lord Savior.
Amen.
Or may it be pornography, Lord.
Yes.
Father, we renounce it in the
Amen.
Name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
May it be, Lord Savior,
Hallelujah.
In those games that they play.
Amen.
We denounce it in the name
oh,
of Jesus.
Jesus.
We ask your grace, Lord.
Yes.
May it be in a boy, Lord, or a girl, Lord Savior. Whatever form it has come in, Lord Savior.
Amen.
May it be in procrastination.
Yes.
Or where they are saying,
yes,
oh, tomorrow I will make right my life, Lord.
Amen.
Father, for there's no tomorrow in this circumstance, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, it's all about here and now.
Yes.
Lord, it's about today. Lord, we ask your grace, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, we ask your mercy, Lord.
Yes.
Let us not waste so great an opportunity, Lord.
Hallelujah.
But let us make it count, Lord Savior.
Amen.
Whilst the opportunity is here, that we may heed to your word when it says
yes,
today,
Lord.
When we hear
Amen.
Your voice, oh God.
Amen.
May we, Lord
Amen.
Savior, just fall in line, Lord Savior.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, bless, Lord Savior, these young
Hallelujah.
Children, Lord. Bless these young soldiers, oh God.
Yes.
For they, Lord Savior, must take up their cross now.
Amen.
They must, Lord Savior, fall in
Hallelujah.
Line, Lord Savior. Where, Lord Savior, in the schools, Lord, where there's debauchery, Lord, where there's darkness, Lord Savior.
Yes.
Oh, these are the young soldiers, Lord, that would stand, Lord Savior, for righteousness, Lord.
Amen.
They will stand, Lord Savior, and say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, oh
Amen.
God.
Yes.
We ask Ooh. Your grace, Lord. Bless these ministers, Lord.
Please
bless, Lord.
Lord
Savior, Brother Cheslin.
Amen.
Brother, Lord Savior, Daniel. Bless, Lord, our pastor as well.
Oh,
Father, for arranging and organizing these
Amen.
Things, oh God. For this is about the souls of men.
Amen.
This is about the souls of these
Hallelujah.
Children, Lord Savior.
Yes.
They need deliverance, oh God.
Oh,
they need help, Lord Savior.
Amen.
Lord, we've not come away from our comforts to this place. Oh, Father, for just, Lord Savior, a leisure. But we've come, Lord Savior, oh God, under pressure, oh God, to be delivered, Lord Savior,
Amen.
From all forms of darkness, Lord.
Amen.
And we ask in your grace, Lord.
Yes.
We ask in your mercy, Lord Savior.
Amen.
Oh, it's late, Lord Savior.
Amen.
It's Thursday, Lord Savior. We have one more night here, Lord Savior.
Yes, Lord.
And we want to change, Lord Savior.
Hallelujah.
We want, Lord Savior, that, Lord, Father, oh, something happens, Lord. Father,
Amen.
Speedily, Lord Savior.
Amen.
We don't want, Lord Savior, all these demons to latch on to our children, Lord Savior.
Amen.
But we are binding them, Lord.
Amen.
We are, Lord, putting them under pressure.
Yes.
We are storming the gates of
Amen.
Heaven, Lord Savior. Oh, pleading with thee, Lord Savior.
Yes, Lord.
Sending them back for where
Amen.
They belong, Lord
Hallelujah.
Savior.
Yes.
And we are saying, Lord Savior, they're not, Lord Savior, going to associate with these things, Lord.
Amen.
They're not going to associate with this darkness, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, for you said, whom the Son has set free is free indeed, Lord
Hallelujah.
Savior. And we are free, Lord Savior,
yes, Lord.
Because of Calvary, Lord Savior.
Amen.
We thank you for your grace.
Amen.
We thank you for this word. Be with us now in all that we do, Lord.
Yes.
Be with us in our fellowships, Lord. Yes. Be with us, Lord Savior, that we'd be intentive listeners and
yes.
not forgetful listeners, Lord.
Amen.
That we'd, Lord Savior, really, Lord Savior, take every service, Lord. Oh, Father, with wisdom at this time.
Amen.
Grant us grace.
Please.
Give us mercy as we
yes.
part. Bless our provisions and breakfast.
Amen.
We thank you for this weather, Lord Savior.
Amen. Yes.
You are the awesome God. You are a wonderful God. Always minding for us and arranging for us, Lord. Bringing people from different parts of the world.
Amen.
Oh, Father, to minister unto us, oh God.
Yes.
We're grateful, Lord. We are thankful. Oh, Father, you, Lord Savior, be glorified in all these things, we ask.
Amen.
In thine holy name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother. Brother Wilmer, any announcements, brother? Yes. Then we'll sing just a chorus as we dismiss. It's breakfast time. Let's sing that one. Faith in the Father, faith in the Son, faith in the Holy Ghost. These demons will tremble. Yeah.
Sorry, yesterday I made a mistake. I made plans for afternoon, but it's for this morning.
Amen.
So after breakfast, can I take you young brothers and we go and just look at the place where we will have our service out there today?
Amen. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay, amen. Amen. Let's just sing that chorus. Let's dismiss straight away, saints, and we have breakfast. Enjoy your breakfast, and may the Lord bless you today.
Faith in the Father and faith in the Son, faith in the Holy Ghost, these three are one. Demons will tremble and sinners will
change.
Jehovah makes anything. Faith in the Father, faith in the Son.